Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Heather Buckmaster. We're talking about beef for younger demographics, for babies and toddlers, in just a moment.
I've been farming my whole life.
I don't need somebody to come out here and state the obvious.
I don't need anybody to explain my farm to me.
My local co-op works with CHS, and they know what I need when I need it.
A global network of support.
Local expertise.
And valuable market options.
We need a co-op that's here for us.
So we can own every day.
When you're an owner of a local cooperative connected to CHS, you get local expertise, a proven efficient supply chain, and global market access. Learn more at cooperativeownership.com.
It's the 22nd annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 20th at the ranch in Wacomas, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at 12:30 and will feature 100 home-raised service-age bulls. These are fall 2019 to spring 2020 registered Angus bulls, including many ET Full and Half Brothers from our top donor dams. For more information and a sale book, go to www.pollardfarms.com or mcsauction.com or call the ranch at 580-758-1464.
It's potentially a whole new market for the U.S. beef industry. We're talking about statements coming out of the dietary guidelines suggesting it's okay to be feeding babies and toddlers beef. Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council says they're starting to tell that story to key influencers, including moms as well as pediatricians.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council and the Washington State Beef Commission, we've launched a series of whiteboard explainer videos as part of this new national educational marketing campaign that helps educate parents on the importance of feeding babies solid foods like beef as an early complementary food. Now, the campaign is directed by NCBA, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff, and it's called Beef in the Early Years, and it's just the latest example of how the Beef Checkoff is really leading the way when it comes to emerging science that shows introducing solid foods like beef to infants and toddlers helps them pack every bite with protein, iron, zinc, and choline, which is important for healthy growth and development. And this campaign came as a result of the dietary guidelines for the very first time making recommendations to include nutrient-rich foods like beef starting around 6 months of age.
Now, when you look at the video platform that you've chosen, the whiteboards, this is a great way to really break down these ideas that are contained in a lot of the scientific journals and the like that the dietary guidelines are based on.
Yeah, we use whiteboard explainer videos. We started out first with sustainability. We feel like they're a great way to explain science-based topics in a very easily understandable format. And so that's one of the reasons we even have more explainer videos coming soon in spring about around sustainability. But it's just a very simple way. It's a very engaging way to help educate consumers on these science-based topics, whether it's sustainability or nutrition. But in Oklahoma, we're using these new videos on social media. We also have as part of a paid YouTube advertising campaign. But we're also sharing this information with the latest information with health influencers in Oklahoma as well.
And, you know, the YouTube platform gives you a great opportunity to reach a lot of folks.
Yes, on a state level or on a national level, paid advertisement on this campaign is currently running on digital and social media platforms through April, including YouTube, connected TV, social media platforms such as Facebook and Instagram, but also on WebMD, which is a popular health site. And then we're also reinforcing this campaign with a comprehensive health and influencer outreach program, working with those pediatricians, those dietitians, and helping them to understand what this guidance means from the dietary guidelines and how they can use it with their patients and clients.
Literally, this is the first time the dietary guidelines has addressed this, correct?
Absolutely. This is the very first time that they have provided recommendations for this age group. And why is that important? Well, the dietary guidelines help shape a wide array of food assistance programs, including the National School Lunch Program, SNAP, and WIC.
And of course, you've got those federal programs, but also, as you mentioned, the pediatricians that are talking to the moms, they're going to give them permission.
Yes, and we also need to show they're going to be giving them permission, but at the same time, we have some wonderful resources on beefitswhatsfordinner.com that will show them how to actually prepare those products for babies, how to take beef and put it and make it a baby food.
Heather Buckmaster of the Oklahoma Beef Council talking about how the Oklahoma Council, along with the Washington State Beef Commission, have come together to launch a series of whiteboard explainer videos as part of a new national educational marketing campaign talking about beef in the early years. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the B&L Red Angus Bull Sale, Wednesday, March 24th at the ranch in Putnam, Oklahoma. This sale is offering 68 Red Angus 18-month-old bulls and 20 registered females, along with 25 commercial open heifers. For additional information or to view a sale catalog, go to blredangus.com or call Benji or Lori White at 580-334-2801. 580-334-2801. B&L Red Angus Bull Sale, Wednesday, March 25th in Putnam, Oklahoma.
Previous Beef Buzz shows on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Check them out. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.